Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us today on State of Our Workforce. Each month, we take a journey into the heart of workforce innovation and explore how to build an equitable workforce. My name is Michelle Wilson, and I am the Director of Evaluation and Learning at the National Fund. I am super excited to continue our conversation about the anthropology of work. We've been holding these State of the Workforce sessions around that all year. Our Anthropology of Work series focuses on various cultural, social, and historical contexts that impact and shape how we build an equitable workforce. And today, we get to preview our upcoming conference, our SHIFT conference, where we will delve into all of this. And I am psyched to be joined by Holly Marston, I call her Halls, Network Director for the National Fund, and our intrepid leader for SHIFT. Hey, Halls, how are you?
Hello, Michelle. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Just side note, we'll ping Holly just on Zoom out of nowhere, just so I can talk to her sometimes. Anyways, because I like her like that. Anyways, Halls, we've been busy. Are you ready to dig into this?
Yes.
We've been busy. So SHIFT, we are gearing up for SHIFT. And so let's talk about it. First, my first question for you, the name SHIFT, that's a repeat. So you want to talk a little bit about what that means for us at the National Fund?
Yes, we had what felt like an epiphany with our naming our last convening, which was held in 2022 in Minneapolis, SHIFT. And what we realized is like people really like that name and it's representative of what we hope to achieve with folks when we're like on the ground together, right? We're hoping to shift mindsets, shift narratives, shift the way we work together. And it's just too wonderful not to hang on to. So yes, we've now officially branded our biannual convening SHIFT.
Yeah, so we're perfect about that. So we have a brand name for SHIFT for our conference. That's different, but let's talk about some of the other things. Let's go deeper into the conference because this is just getting people geared up so they will know what to expect and if they want to join us, what they can do or how they can move forward with joining us in Memphis. But talk about the workshops. What's different? What's new around that?
I mean, what I think is amazing sometimes when I think about it is like we're 5 weeks away from SHIFT, right? It's happening at the end of September, September 25th and 26th in Memphis. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it's like, yeah, we've been working on this thing since early 2023. So, mm-hmm. Of course, we're only 5 weeks away. And I just want to get there and get this thing started.
Yes.
And I'm also feeling like, holy moly, there's still like a lot to do to cross the T's and dot the I's. But one of the things that I am really excited about is our different ways that we have set up for people to engage with content at SHIFT. So then this is feedback that we've gotten from mm-hmm. folks. It's like, give me some different options. Mm-hmm. And so this year we are trying something new out, which is to have three different workshop designs. The first one that I'm thinking of is the 30-minute spotlight. So these are more of like our quick, like come in, hear a great speaker talk about the way they think about their work, how they're doing something challenging in their own communities. So it's like those quick 30-minute snapshots, and we've got those across the 2 days on SHIFT. And then we've got our one-hour submersions. These are your panel, like 3 to 4 people talking about a complex issue, talking about the work that they're doing on the ground. Those are more like the traditional kind of conversation-based panels. We've got 16, I think, of those as SHIFT. And then our other kind of new approach is our studios. Okay. So these are 2.5-hour opportunities to really roll your sleeves up and try out a tool. The idea is like you're doing a deep dive on something with the speakers and the other folks in the room. So if your learning style is more of like, I got to try something out. I can't just like kind of hear the stories from people. I want to try something. Then those studios are going to be where you're going to want to be spending your time. And as I said, we have 5 of those presented at SHIFT this year. That's so like cool way for people to kind of choose their own adventure on how they want to spend their time.
No, I like that. And I'm excited about the studios, particularly because we have one around evaluation, which that's one of those areas that people don't always know which way to go, but being able to walk through that step by step with a really brilliant evaluator and person we work with all the time, Ellen Frank Miller, is really, really great. So just shout out to Ellen on that. But yes, so if you know Ellen and we hear from everybody every year, she's a great evaluator. She really is. Come see her at the space. So we have the workshops, but we also have main stage events, which are different in some ways too. They're not all the same, but in terms of the structure.
Yeah, we've tried to think differently a little bit too about the structure, because sometimes, you know, you're at a convening, the plenaries can run a little bit long. So we've been trying to think about ways to make those really engaging for folks. And so that's turning out to be like, we're shortening them. You know, like, let's get to the point. We're having fewer people on the stage so that we can be really crisp about what the conversation is that people will be having. And I think what I love about the plenaries, you know, which is always the case, but they're really focused on, you know, the work that the National Fund is really trying to make happen in this world, which so many other people are too, right? But they're focused on Amanda Cage, our CEO and president, being joined on stage with the wonderful Anne Price, Todd Green, and Robert Espinizo, right, from Maven Collaborative, WorkRise, and National Skills Coalition, talking about like this world that we're in right now. How do we advance equity to move things forward, given where we're at right now?
That's going to be a great conversation. That'll be a dope conversation for sure.
Yes, I agree. And like Anne Price was at Shift in 2022, and we brought her back because she was amazing.
Yeah.
The occupational segregation stuff. It was so good.
Anne Pricing, that was really exciting. I heard from a lot of people, and I still hear from people today about how bold that felt to be up on that stage talking about occupational segregation in such a very rich and raw and unfiltered way. And so that is who Anne Price is. She is authentically herself, and being able to do that, having her back to do that, is really exciting.
Well, and the other thing that I love about all three of those speakers, along with Amanda, is that they are talking about joy. Like when we're like prepping with them, they're just like, but can we talk about joy in this work? And that is something that I think is important to all of us at the National Fund. It's like, this isn't about some slog. Like, we're going to have fun at Shift. We will be dancing at Shift. Like, there is some sense of like, our work is very challenging. Like, how do we get together and have some fun together?
Yeah. I'm really looking joy forward. Is a thing these days.
Joy is a thing. Yes, I've heard. Joy is a thing.
Okay, so we have Shift, our brand for the conference. We have different workshops structure, which we're excited about. We have a main stage event. But I also want to talk about, when we think about Shift, I mean, you talked about how that felt right for us to name our conference that. But we're leaning into joy. And we're going to have But what else are we leaning into with this? So how do we want people to feel coming into it? And how do we want them to walk away from it?
I want people to feel like this is where I need to be right now. Like, and I belong here, and I'm looking around and I'm seeing people like me. I'm seeing people with the same challenges that I have. And like, I'm finding my community and people that I can call up in. Like, it would give me so much joy if everybody at our conference walks away with that one new relationship, right? Someone that they can call on in 2 weeks, in 3 months, in 6 months, and say, hey, like, can we reconnect? Because I'm at this place now with my work and I just need to bounce some ideas. That would be absolutely amazing. So there's a sense of like being in a space with other people and like having fun and learning together and getting energized. But also leaving with some real practical stuff that you can put to use in your own communities.
So that leads me to this question about who shows up to the conference.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the things when you talked about getting together, I just want to, again, I want to shout out our Chicago community, because 2 years ago, they continued the conversation in large numbers, I believe. Yeah.
That's true. They did. Yeah.
Yeah. And they spent a lot of time at the conference together talking about the issues that they face around workforce development. And it wasn't just It was a contingent of people who happened to be from Chicago that connected and continued the conversation. But who shows up? Who are we inviting to this conference? Who can you expect to meet?
I mean, our network definitely shows up in force, and like so many of our collaboratives are bringing like a delegation to shift so that they can all be like hearing the same stuff and having these continued friends. So it's certainly like our network, for those of you who are aware of who our network is, that is definitely who shows up. But it's a cross section of the workforce ecosystem, right? And really representative of the complexity of the workforce ecosystem. So there will be employers in the room. There will be funders, policymakers, higher ed will be in the room. So many workforce boards will be in the room, nonprofit, you know, providers and community-based organizations. There is practitioner energy that is in this room and people who are like looking for ways to make real change happen. And that's what I think is so great about this convening, is that it represents the real diversity of all the roles that are making workforce development happen.
So, I want to talk about Memphis in a second, but before we get to that, I want to ask a question. So let's talk about the logistics for the conference. Like, so that we are almost at capacity. Is that the same?
I should have looked at the numbers before I hopped on, but yes, like our goal is to have 400 folks in the room, and we are very, very close to that, which is really amazing.
Yeah. Which is a really great size to really dig in and get to know folks, which is what one of the things that we're excited about. So talk about the logistics for people who are still interested in showing up and what's available.
There's still room if you want to register. I think there are two important dates to know. The first is we have an equity fund. This is the first year that we've done the Denise Sharon Fund Equity Fund. And what that fund does is to help folks who might have a barrier to attending because of the costs of attending. So you can either get $500 off of registration, or you can receive a $500 gift card to help with travel expenses. That equity fund closes Friday. So what is that? That is tomorrow, August 23rd. Okay. So details about the equity fund can be found on the registration page. The other thing to know is that we have a hotel block. We are in, back to thinking about Memphis, we are in a historical hotel, the Peabody Hotel. Our hotel block
and the ducks.
Yes, there are ducks. People have mixed feelings about those ducks. So I don't know how many. Yeah, because they're sort of like, are we treating the ducks well? What's up with these ducks that are marching into this
pond? Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. I mean, they have a lovely little home on the roof of the Peabody Hotel.
Yeah.
I think the ducks are treated really well. And they, I don't think we need to worry about the ducks. But yes, there are ducks. The Peabody Hotel, our room rate expires or closes on September 2nd. So if you want access to the discounted rate that we have as a room block, then you got to get registered and get your hotel room before then.
Okay. I want to go back to the equity fund because you talked about who is named for, Denise Sharon Fund. Yeah. So just shout out to Denise. Do you want to say a little bit about Denise?
Well, Denise was our board member, but Michelle, like, I want you to say something about Denise because I felt like you got to know her.
Denise, when I first started working at the National Fund, she connected to me, and I was new in this workforce development space. Denise was a union organizer. She had an incredible, amazing life. She just kind of took me under her wing and was just a beautiful person and a beautiful soul. And I deeply appreciated her being so welcoming to me when I started at the National Fund. And so she was all about, she was very equity minded and equity centered, and she was a fighter. It's lovely to see this fund named after her because it's just amazing. So So I was like, oh, Denise. I mean, I think about it. She's an amazing person. She was an amazing person. But anyways, so we've got the logistics in place. What else do we want to talk about?
Memphis. Because this is one of the things that I think I am also, when I think about what like is really exciting to me about the conference, Memphis is one of the things that is exciting to me. And in part because when I talk to speakers, people are registered, I always ask them, like, have you ever been to Memphis before? And for the most part, most people are saying no. People have not been to Memphis before. So I love that we are getting people to a city that they've never been and never spent some time in. And it's important to me that we are bringing elements of Memphis into the content and that we are getting people out into Memphis. So
being out and about the city.
Yes. Okay. And so our hotel, the Peabody Hotel, is like a 15-minute walk to the National Civil Rights Museum. Mm-hmm. That is the location where Martin Luther King was assassinated. There is some connection points there. Like, Dr. King was in Memphis because of the sanitation worker strike. Like, Memphis has a lot of interesting things going on right now in workforce development. Mm-hmm. And it is informed by a violent history, right? And a complicated history. Mm-hmm. And it's one in which we will be talking about and thinking about and bringing into this conference. I think the other thing too is that our reception that will be happening is at Stax Museum. Mm-hmm. That is the museum that is focused on soul music in Memphis. And there is an HBO documentary out right now about Stax. So yes. If you haven't seen that, then which I have to say, I still have to watch it. But that is something that we've planned and organized for.
Is that one of the places where we'll be dancing?
That will be one of the places. There will be live music and we will be dancing.
Fantastic.
I will be dancing.
Oh yeah, I know you will. I know you will. I like to dance. We like to dance at the National Fun. We do. So what, are anything else around Memphis that you want to say? I mean, that was quite a bit, but.
No, just that I am just excited. I know it's like maybe a little bit of a harder place to get to, but I think it is the perfect place for our convening. And I can't wait.
We are providing transportation around that.
Yes. Right. We're getting people around to the Stax Museum and it is a walkable city, especially where we are in the downtown area. It's pretty walkable.
So, I mean, you sound pretty excited, Halls, but I'm going to ask this question. What else are you most excited about around this? It's very, because you're in the thick of it. You rarely get to talk about, like, you're in the nuts.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm like, oh, someone's asking me about shifts. Let me tell you all these things. So there's so many things. Like Henry, who's been phenomenal helping us stay organized on shift. He and I have been having all of these conversations with the workshop speakers. And that has just been great. Like all the folks are just like passionate about their work. They're excited to join us at Shift. They are ready to be like on stage sharing about what they're doing and connecting with people about that. And what I love is like, there's all of these like threads that I feel like I could be pulling across all of the conversations it feels like a movement is brewing, right? Like there's just this like energy and passion that is palpable just on Zoom calls with people. So I can't wait to feel that in person. I think the other thing, it's like we're trying to bring in some of the Memphis arts into the content as well. So we'll have some live stage singing and a spoken word artist. We're gonna have a drum line as well, which is a very Memphis thing. So there's just like some special stuff that we have planned, a collective art project, just to get people sort of out of their heads and, you know, into that heart space a little bit more.
We can walk and jump at the same time, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Very, very good. So I'm excited, Holly, about seeing all of the folks. It's like every 2 years we get to see our workforce family. I know some people don't like to use the word, we're not family, we're this, but we get to see the folks that we are in the trenches with, and being able to be in community with them feels really special. Mm-hmm. And it's a privilege for us to be able to host these kinds of things. So that's what I'm always excited about. I quite frankly am also excited about our new staff who've never attended.
Yeah, totally.
Shift, because it's always great, right? I was talking to one of our newer colleagues and she was like, I don't know what to expect, or kind of thing. And it was just like seeing them engage with our network and people in workforce development is always feels really special and exciting. So I look forward to seeing them have like, oh, what do I expect? And then get in there and completely feel totally comfortable and walk away like, yeah, this was the greatest. So I'm excited about that. And again, also just being in community with our National Fund staff as we kick this off. That's always a good time as well, too.
I have a question for you, though. Do you have your wardrobe set up? Because I feel like you always have the most fabulous outfits that you wear at Shift.
I mean, I do. I do.
You do.
I do. I make myself available to National Fund staff to consult with them in wardrobes. I do. It's true.
You know, it's important. It's like the one time that, like, because I'm always just sitting in this room. It's like the one time that I get to kind of dress up a little bit. You
know? This is true. This is true. This is true. I take it seriously. Yes. Thanks for asking. all right. So I think we've covered everything. I do want to mention that National Fund, the state of our workforce, will be live at Shift next month. And so we will be on LinkedIn Live. We will be doing a podcast live from the stage, and we're really excited about that. It'll be around, it's focused on career navigation, our career navigation work. And we're really excited because some of the folks, the young people that we spoke with, will be on stage with us. I know it's amazing. And some of the folks that they have named as mentors will be on stage as well too. So that's going to be a very special state of our workforce. And so we're super excited about that. And it's going to be a good time, y'all. So if you have not signed up, you really should, because it's something you don't want to miss.
Exactly. Can't wait to see you there.
Yes. All right. Well, this is it for us. The next time you see us on State of Our Workforce, we will be in Memphis. We hope you join us there. Thank you to LinkedIn Land. For those of you who are joining us here on LinkedIn Land, you can also catch this on any of your favorite streaming stations. I also want to shout out our producer for this episode, Claudio Mano, who's filling in for Josh. And so, I think that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. And we look forward to seeing you in Memphis.
Thank you.
State of Our Workforce, Where Are We Now? Is a production of the National Fund for Workforce Solutions. This episode was produced by Josh Enoch. The music in this episode is produced by Alex Productions. You can find past episodes of State of Our Workforce on our website at www.nationalfund.org. State of Our Workforce is also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you may listen. State of Our Workforce airs live monthly on LinkedIn. Follow the National Fund for Workforce Solutions on LinkedIn to get updates about the next live recording of State of Our Workforce.